The Scottish Government have teamed up with mental health charity See Me Scotland in furthering the campaign to end the stigma of mental ill health. The Public Health Minister, Michael Matheson, outlined his vision at the charity's conference in Dunblane.
We have opened the door to the whole issue of stigma and discrimination within our society. Now what we need to do is make sure that we walk through it and that we do it in a way that starts to embed it in our society's DNA. That discrimination of any sort on the basis of someone's health condition is unacceptable. And as a society, there is no stigma attached to mental illness, just in the same way there is no stigma attached to any physical illness. And if we get that right over this new founded CME campaign, I believe we can make that real difference in our society going forward into the future.
Labour councillor Gemma Walsh experienced stigma when she spoke to her doctor about the symptoms of depression.
When I knew surgery, I was really nervous about seeing the doctor, but I had all of the hope that I had left pinned on getting help and support from them. So for 5 minutes, I sat in front of a GP and explained my past, how I was feeling recently and how I had been thinking of suicide. It was stressful. It was painful, but I knew that I had to do it and that this would be the first step to recovery. The GP sat back in her chair, let out a long sigh and looked me up and down. It seemed like an eternity before she spoke, and she said, "Well, your hair is clean, your clothes are clean, I don't think you're depressed." It took a moment for what she said to register. I felt my heart sink down to the bottom of my stomach and my lungs were burning as I tried to breathe. And with no reason to think that a qualified GP could possibly be wrong, and any shred of hope that I had completely gone, I went home. I went back to my room, back to my bed, and thought that maybe this was how I was going to feel forever.
The conference marked a new phase of the See Me campaign, with delegates left to discuss where we go from here. A lot has been done, but it's clear from Gemma's experience that much more needs to be done to end the stigma of mental ill health in Scotland. For UWS News, I'm Holly McCormack.